been feeling, and I believe the lies that spoke that led me into doubt. But I'm calling on your angel arms now. Fear is not welcome. Fear is not welcome. Fear is not welcome in my heart anymore. I'm casting it away by the power in your name. Fear is not welcome in my heart anymore. There is so much I don't know, but I know you're faithful. If mountain needs to be moved, I know you're able. I will lift my hands again and believe what I believe. The Lord is on my side, and now I'm free. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. Fear is not welcome. Fear is not welcome. Fear is not welcome in my heart anymore. I'm casting it away by the power in your name. Fear is not welcome in my heart anymore. I feel the joy of heaven upon this place descending, peace passing understanding. What shall I fear? God, you are my sole protector, my shield and my defender. From now until forever, what shall I fear? Through trial and tribulation, you are my strength. Who can stand against me? When you're standing with me, what shall I fear? Through trial and tribulation, you're still my strong salvation. I sing in celebration. What shall I fear? What shall I fear? Fear is not welcome. Fear is not welcome. Fear is not welcome in my heart anymore. I'm passing away by the power of your great name. Fear is not welcome in my heart anymore. Fear is not welcome. Fear is not welcome. Fear is not welcome in my heart anymore.
Amen, amen. Once again, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. In fact, it'll be about 10 questions. And what I want you to do is find the answers to the questions with the scriptures. All of the answers are in the Bible. And the next time we'll meet, I'm going to share with you the answers and where they are found, and maybe even have some discussion on the very answer that is there. And again, we want you to do this so that you will be able to share with someone else that may not have the knowledge that you have. And all these things we have been taught in Bible study and through the messages that Father God has given us. And we do want you to put those in your treasure. And again, feel free to discuss and fellowship with anyone to get the answers in the body. The only people you can't ask is Sister Rosin and myself. But feel free to ask anybody else and discuss it and talk about it and just have a good fellowship time. All right. The first question is this. There is something Jesus told us to seek. What is it? There is something Jesus told us to seek. What is it? If you want a hint, it is found in the book of Matthew. There is something Jesus told us to seek. The question is, what is it? Number two, what is the character of God called? Where is it found? And what are they? What is the character of God called? Where is it found? And what are they? Number three, what is the work of God? And what is the will of God? What is the work of God? And what is the will of God? Where are they found? Hint, they are found in the book of John. Number four, the Bible says it is the Father's good pleasure to give you what? Where is this found and what is it? The Bible says it is the Father's good pleasure to give you what? Where is this found and what is it? Hint, it is found in the book of Luke. Number five, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. What does this mean? And where is that scripture found? The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. What does this mean? And where is that scripture found? Number six. What are the three things that John told us not to love? What are the three things that John told us not to love? Hint, found in 1 John. Number seven, Jesus wept.
Pastor, if you can hear me, can you slip down?
Yes.
Okay. Number seven, Jesus wept. Where is it found? And what does that mean? When we finish all 10, I will ask, is there anything anyone wants repeated? And we will do so. The line is open for everyone. Number eight, what is your purpose? What is your purpose? Where is it found? Hint, in Romans. Number nine, we all have a calling. We all have a calling in life. What is it? Where can it be found? Hint, 1 Timothy. Number 10. What is eternal life and where is it found? What is eternal life and where is it found? For the sake of those that may have missed one, I'm going to read through them all again. And if you've still missed it, At the end of 10, just ask and I'll repeat what it is you missed. But number one was, there is something Jesus told us to seek. What is it? In the hint, it is found in the book of Matthew. Number two, what is the character of God called? Where is it found? And what are they? Number three, what is the work of God? And what is the will of God? Where are they found? Hint, they are found in the book of John. Number four, the Bible says it is the Father's good pleasure to give you what? Where is this found and what is it? Hint, in the book of Luke. Number five, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. What does this mean? And where is that scripture found? Number six, what are the three things that John told us not to love? Hint, it's found in 1 John. Number seven, Jesus wept. Where is it found? And what does that mean? Number eight, what is your purpose? Where is it found? Hint, in Romans. Number nine, we all have a calling in life. What is it? And where can it be found? Hint, 1 Timothy. And number 10, what is eternal life and where is it found? Is there any one that I need to share again? So we all have it. Okay. This is what I want to do, or what I'm going to do. Let's just take verse one as an, or number one as an example. And this is what we will be doing. Number one says, there is something Jesus told us to seek. And the question is, what is it? If you would turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. And look at verse 33. This is Jesus talking, and this is what Jesus said. Matthew 6, 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to go back to verse 31 and look at what it says in verse 31. Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or whether shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. And back then, that was what they were doing. They were trying to find out what they were going to eat and drink. That was all up on their minds. But it tells you, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Do you know that Father God knows what you are in need of? And when you come into the kingdom, the things that we need to seek are kingdom things. Then it tells you in verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It says, take therefore no thought for the tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So take no thought about tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to take care of itself. But what we need to do today is seek his kingdom and his righteousness. And notice what it says in verse 33, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We know that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So if the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy, and then it again tells us, and his righteousness, there's two righteousness there. So what it is, we need to understand that we not only need to seek the kingdom, which has righteousness, but we need to seek his righteousness, which is his son. Mm-hmm. So there is a twofold. In order for us to make it, in order for us to do what needs to be done in this day and time, we must seek Jesus.
Amen.
And the King of the kingdom. Every kingdom has a king. So those two things. So, I mean, in as we break this down, we understand there's more than just righteousness, peace, and joy, but we need to seek his son, because Jesus is our righteousness. And the only way we can be righteous is with him and his righteousness.
Pastor, I also want to say to the saints tonight that it says for us to take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow will take the thoughts of the things of itself. Efficiency unto the day is the evil thereof. Every day that we are here, Father God knows that evil is always present. So he's telling us not to worry. Don't have any fear about what we're going to eat or drink or be clothed or wear, because he understands his children need to be taken care of. That's why David had to say, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. And he even set a table before him in the presence of his enemy. So evil is always present, but we don't have to worry about what's going on in the world, because it's always going to be chaos. But we have to seek the kingdom and the peace of the kingdom, who is Jesus Christ, his righteousness, the way of living, the truth, and the light. And we will be all set. In these last days, saints, we need to keep our mind stayed on Jesus Christ. Learn about him, because things are not getting better. They're getting worse. So we have to continue to proceed in the kingdom of God, who is our protector, our king, our Lord, and our Savior.
And one other thing we want to share with you on this is, I would like you also to understand, as newborn babes or those who are just beginning to study, many times we don't know what to seek and what to study, and we just started at Genesis and just start reading. Don't just start at Genesis and read. Don't start at Revelation and try to find out all the things and don't understand it. But what you need to do is seek ye first the kingdom of God. What you need to learn first of all is about Jesus. And I guarantee you that as you seek him, he's going to direct you to a Genesis. He's going to direct you to a Revelation. He's going to direct you to a Romans and all the other scriptures, that they may come together line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, that you may have full understanding and the true revelation of what he's trying to let you know. But we must seek him first, that he may direct our paths in the way that we should go. Saints, that is how we're going to do this with these 10 questions that have been asked. That's number one is just an example of how we're going to be sharing. I hope it's been a blessing to you. Lord willing, we live. We'll carry on the next time we meet. My time is up, and I thank you for yours.